Now I've got Ciarán Denison, TD, on the line. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Now, you're here to talk to me about the fact that pyrite has stricken three Northside schools, and one of them is in Finglas and Fisborough, and the other one is in Castleknock. Is that right?
That's right. A local school, St. Patrick's National School in Carpenterstown in Castleknock, and it was built in 2006.
Yeah.
And the last year or so, there were problems with floors and fitted furniture starting to buckle, and they did some investigations and found that there was a problem with pyrite. And as you know, pyrite is a mineral that's is found. It's one of the rocks that you can get in certain quarries, and it's used as fill in the floors. And a unique thing about pyrite is when it comes into contact with water, it swells. And obviously, you can imagine if your floor is swelling, then you've got all sorts of problems. And this was the problem in this particular school.
Yeah, it takes a while for the problem to be identified as pyrite, doesn't it? Because people can start to believe that it's just the building settling and stuff, and maybe,
yes,
you know, plaster drying out, and because plaster takes a good while to dry out, I believe, and then, you know, the odd crack appearing. So it's not immediately obvious that pyrite is the problem.
No, and you shouldn't assume that a small crack is pyrite either, because pyrite is, you get fairly substantial cracking if there's if it's pyrite. You can actually see the gap in the crack.
Yeah. But by the time the problem has been identified as pyrite, there can be quite a lot of damage done, so to speak, at that stage.
Yes, and the only way to be sure that it's pyrite is to actually take core samples from the from under the floors, and from the concrete under the floors or the infill, and to have that tested. And in most cases, then that means that you have to actually remove the infill from under the floors, which is a fairly extensive piece of work, and replace it, and that's the only way to make your residence safe again.
And it's not it can't be done for free. Like, does it cost money to do that?
Of course, it's very costly, and in the case of these schools, you could be talking about millions of euros. And what the Department of Education did was, we know that certain quarries had these veins of pyrite, so they actually looked at new schools that had been built using this, sourcing the infill from these quarries, and schools that were renovated, and did a sort of a risk assessment. So they tested about, 24 schools that could have been affected, and they found three, the other one being St. Canice's Boys' School in Finglas, which was refurbished in 2005. And then a third school was St. Peter's in Fibsborough, which was refurbished in 2007.
Right. So they've identified three. Are there only three? Can we take it that there are only three that have been affected?
Well, there are only three of the 24 that were inspected. And the 24 that were inspected were inspected because they were thought to have been at the highest risk. So, you know, that's not to rule out that there might not be another one or two schools somewhere. Obviously, they will hopefully, they'll continue that risk assessment. My concern is that there would be, you know, we know that this is a big problem in residential houses, in parts of Dublin and Meath and other parts of the country. So what I would like it done now is that local authorities and governments and other bodies would conduct a similar risk assessment of other public buildings that were built within this time frame from material that possibly came from these quarries.
Yeah.
Because it's quite possible that if it's a problem in schools and residential houses, then stands to reason that it could be a problem in other public buildings.
Of course, yeah. But with regard to the three schools affected, how badly are they affected? And has there been any commitment made by anybody at all to provide the funds to right the problem?
Well, the important thing for the Department of Education, given that these are schools, is to ensure that they're safe for the students and the staff that are using them. So the department are going to rectify the situation, and then obviously their legal department will have to look at who pays for this eventually.
Have they deemed the schools to be safe for children?
Well, the schools will be, the children will not be allowed back in the school or the staff unless the schools are safe. And, you know, this is, it's pyrite is a problem, but it's not necessarily always a serious enough issue that you have to actually evacuate the premises or that you... but obviously, if remedial work to be done, then obviously people will have, I don't know if that can be done over the summer holidays or whether alternative accommodation will have to be provided while the work is ongoing.
The problem can become progressively worse if it's not addressed.
It can, yes.
To the extent that the buildings could become dangerous, in that case, the children would be at risk if they were still attending the affected schools.
Yes, but that's something that the engineers will assess and make a decision on. And nowadays, when we do these things, we always err on the side of safety.
Yep.
So I imagine that will be done.
But you don't envisage the work being done over the school holiday period, the summer holiday period, do you?
Well, I can't really comment on that. I'm not sure what has been decided or. You know, it may be that only parts of these schools, or only in some cases, it may only be the new classrooms or an extension that has to be tackled.
Yes. So all this,
in the case of some schools, particularly the one local to me here, there is a, and not alone is there a school, but there is a community centre and sports centre built alongside it by the council. And
do you think they might be affected as well, or are they affected?
Well, I've asked the council to look at that structure and to assess it, because a lot of money was spent on that as well, and it's a very impressive sports complex. So if that has to be remediated, then we'll have to do that as well.
Yeah, it seems a bit insane in this day and age when buildings are costing so much to put up, and then a problem like this can only be discovered several years down the line. You mentioned briefly the fact that there homes have been affected, and there has been up to 20,000 homes have been identified with this problem, and it costs the homeowner a substantial amount of money to have the job done if they have to pay for it themselves. I mean, people with mortgages are in a bit of a problem. We're having a problem with this pyrite situation, you know.
Yeah, in most cases, people are insured with either home bond or Premier. Now, I know there have been issues with home bond. Have indicated that they may not cover it, but that's the government have set up a task force to look at this. They're due to report soon. I know the Premier in my constituency here, which would be Dublin West, Premier are actually doing remedial work on some homes, and there are no issues there in terms of what the funds are providing for that work.
Yeah.
So we just have to make sure that that Home Bond provide the same sort of service. But this, this should never have happened, of course, in the first place. If there had been proper regulation at the time, we would have known that this material would have actually been either found in the quarries or found as it was making its way into the buildings in the first place. And I think I said at the time, I've quoted in the press saying that, you know, this is one of many things that are coming back to haunt us from the last 15 years of Fianna Fáil and the Greens.
Yeah, but it's all happening at the same time when we're in the midst of a horrible recession. I mean,
absolutely. When we have to pay for this, when we can least afford it, that these problems are coming to coming back to haunt us. We've already, like this, and not just, and there are so many other things, and so many other things are going to open up in the coming years of issues relating back to. The last 15 years, we've already had a report on the child welfare in the last 10 years as an appalling report, and that is going to cost money to put right as well. So, we're going to have a lot of things coming back to
So, God, yeah, as you said,
it's not just the appalling financial ruin that's been brought on the country, but so many other things are coming back to roost as well.
Yep, and it's going to take a long time for us to get out from under them, isn't that right?
Absolutely, yes, unfortunately, yes.
Okay, Kieran, we'll leave it there, but thanks for taking the call on the programme this morning.
Not at all, Pat, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.